Loving God, I pray the meditations and reflections this morning on the faith of the centurion in the gospel may be of you, by you, and for you. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, folks, for a moment. National author Morris West wrote a book entitled The Devil's Advocate. And in that particular book, in that particular novel, he spoke about a young man, I'll call him Paul, who had a faith crisis. There wasn't anything particularly going on in Paul's life at that time. Going about his business, working hard, raising a family, etc. It just felt like God was very, very far away. No tragedies, no sickness, no difficulties. Just it felt like God was very, very far away. No matter how hard he prayed, how often he went to church, how often he was down on his knees, it just felt like God was not around. So Paul did everything you can possibly imagine. He bargained with God and reasoned with God. Dear God, please, if you are truly there, touch my heart, touch my soul. Let me know you are close to me so that I might have faith in you. And if you will do that, I'll pray more, I'll go to church more, I'll be more actively involved in my community. He bargained and he reasoned with God as best he could. Nothing, nothing, nothing. He prayed harder. He upped the ante, as it were, on his own individual prayer life. And tried very, very hard to be one with God. He searched and he searched and he searched. No answers came for Paul. God did not seem to reveal himself. It seemed like God was very, very far away. Until one particular morning, he woke up and he just felt a presence of God deeply in his heart and his soul. It's like the Lord reached into his heart while he was sleeping and touched him, caressed his heart, caressed his soul, and he felt that presence that he had been longing for a long, long time. Paul was eternally grateful, and it came to him that faith is a gift. Faith is a gift. It is the grace of God who instills within us this faith. We do what we can. We open ourselves up. But faith is a gift to us from our loving God. Have you ever had a faith crisis? Have you ever been there? Have you ever thought, what is going on? Where are you, God? With everything that I try to do in my life, all the time I spend here at church, all the time I spend in my own peace, my own quiet, where are you? Or something very difficult going on in your life. There's tragedy, there's sickness, there's a difficult time, there's unemployment, there's financial issues, whatever the case might be, and all we do is get on our hands and knees and lift that need in prayer, and we ask ourselves, where are you, God? Our own faith crisis, we've all been there. Various degrees, various levels of faith crisis, we all have reached out to God and asked, where are you, God? I cannot find you. And like Paul, we reason with God, we bargain with God. Like Paul, we get on our knees a little bit extra. Just like Paul, we go to church more often. We want to be one with God, and it just seems like God is far away. We never know when God's going to reveal God's self to us. We never know when God's going to show himself. We never know, with like Paul, God's going to touch our heart and reveal himself, caress our heart, and let us know that God is very, very present to us. The gospel today, the deep, deep faith of the centurion. Centurion, of course, a Roman soldier. And a Roman soldier, as you know, the hated, hated class in Israel. These were the folks who were the outcasts. These were the ones who were on the outside of the selected class, the Israelites, who it is Jesus came to save, as it were. And this young man has deep, deep faith. His slave that he loves very, very much, honors and respects a great deal, is very sick. And he knows that Jesus is a healer, a teacher. And he goes to him and says, if you wish, if you will it, will you make my slave be better? Will you heal him of his afflictions? Will you make him well again? Jesus, at the end of the story, one of the greatest lines in the gospel today says, even in Israel, I have not seen such faith. Even in the selected class of God-fearing people, I've not seen such faith that I have found here in this centurion. So faith comes at a time when we least expect it. Faith comes at a time we don't know, we're not sure. Whether we're doing what we can, faith comes at a time we least expect. So three things about faith this morning we share. Three things I invite us to reflect upon. Faith is not purely an intellectual endeavor, as it were. Faith is not about figuring out a problem, figuring out an issue. Faith is not about trying to get from one place to another. Faith is of the heart. Faith is of the heart. It's about a loving trust with our loving God. knowing that our God is present and available to us. It's a loving trust. It's not something that we try to figure out. It's a loving trust with our kindness in our God. Secondly, faith will have constant struggles. There will be times in our lives when it just feels like God is very far away. There are struggles in our faith. It's not something we just arrive at either. It's not something that we work for and then arrive at. It's a long, ongoing journey whereby we only get to that place when we meet our Maker. Our faith is fulfilled only when we come and meet our loving God in the end. There will be constant struggles with our faith. And finally, there will be times of darkness. Like Paul, like our own faith crises sometimes, and it just feels like, dear God, where are you? I'm doing everything I possibly can here. Cut me some slack. Throw me a bone. Where are you, God? I don't understand. I'm doing all that I can. There will be times of darkness. So faith is a lot like life, is it not? Mountaintops, valleys, joys and pains, wonderful times and difficult times. And in our consistent faith, in our consistent journey, we keep going to God and going to God, and God walks with us through the mountaintops and the valleys in an ongoing, loving way. There will be times of darkness, but we know as a Christian people, because of our faith, we continue to endure all that comes our way. So our call this week, we look to the centurion. We don't know when faith comes. We don't know when it'll happen. We open our minds and our hearts to him. So this week, when you're in your neighborhood, when you're in your car, when you're at work, you're at home, you're hanging with your family, you're watching the Red Sox, whatever the case might be, we call upon our faith and we know that God is there and God will touch us because of your consistent response and because of God's love for us, will always answer our prayer.